Now, I got a quick email here from Pete Sula, who is, I think, your biggest fan cat, because he said, in the last 11 months, I had 3 cat scans, boom, and 1 PET scan, so he's obviously got a dog. The last ba-boom. 2 cat scans said no contrast, which was apparently something you had to take 15 minutes before the scan. What is this contrast, and what does it bring out? And he goes on to say, the next time I come to England, can I have a cat scan there? Because then Dr. Cat could do it, and I could have a medical first, a cat scan. And if Cat's got a sister called Petula, I could have a pet scan then. And he then goes on to say they thought he had lung cancer, but actually it was scar tissue in his lungs caused by the Korean War, where he was running around at minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
Apparently.
Not entirely sure how that happened. The answer to that question is contrast is a substance you inject into people, which is usually things like barium or iodine. Hopefully you don't inject barium, it's not very nice, but iodine, it's big nuclei which scatter X-rays, and so they go around in the bloodstream, and if you have a cancer or something, the blood vessels supplying a cancer are leakier than the blood vessels supplying healthy tissue, so you tend to get a build-up of the contrast agent in the actual area that's abnormal. When the scanner comes along and zaps you with X-rays, the X-rays go right through normally, but where the contrast is, they get scattered and soaked up. So they don't get through, and so this makes the tumour or whatever area of abnormality glow up, if you like a hot spot. And so as a result, you can pinpoint areas of abnormality using this contrast agent. It makes areas of damage easier to see, basically.